Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Berlinale. I'm with Dag Johan Haugerud, director of Sex, screening here in Panorama.
Well, watching the film, I thought that the film sort of revolves around a concept that I've been wondering about many times. You know, I asked myself, what if they didn't tell me that as a woman I should feel some things? What if they didn't tell her that as educated human beings we should respect some boundaries, limits? What if we really put into practice the concept of freedom in sex, sexual orientation, gender? So I was wondering, was that the starting point?
Yeah, in a way. I was trying to I was thinking about how it's possible to give yourself the freedom you need to maybe to free your sexuality and to kind of examine your gender. And if there is limitations that are too narrow, and if it's possible to, you know, to explore these things in yourself without hurting other people, without crossing too many boundaries, society's boundaries. I think that was my main concept, what you can do to feel free in a way, both when it comes to sexuality and gender. And to be free in sexuality is different for different people. So it's not the same, you know. People have different needs, they have different abilities and different desires, of course. So that doesn't mean the same to everybody. So I think it's an individual process.
One of your characters in a moment says, you have to talk to people who make the world bigger and not smaller.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? And how do you?
Yeah, I do believe that. Because I think we tend to narrow ourselves. We tend to narrow our views on other people, of the society. And sometimes you meet people, you know, who challenge your opinions and make you see things a bit differently. It doesn't have to be big changes or big challenges, but, you know, just, turn your eyes, you know, slightly. And I think that also what cinema can do, in a way. So cinema can be that person who makes you get a wider view of the world, yeah.
How did you conceive these two characters? And
It started with the actors, because I worked with them before, and I really enjoy working with them because they are they want to work hard, they want to go deep and explore things, and I wanted to challenge them in a way. So it started with me wanting to make a film with these two, Torbjørn Haier and Jan Gunnar Røise, and then trying to create characters that, in my point of view, can be rather close to who they are, but at the same time challenge them as actors. So it's written for them. It's written for all the actors, especially for them.
I read that this is only the first part of the trilogy. So
yeah.
Why a trilogy? What are we going to watch next then?
Yeah, so it's the next film is about a teenage girl and her sexual awakenings. And the third film is about a doctor and a nurse, and it's about cruising. It's much more directly about gay sex and how the gay sex can have something to offer straight people as well. The way gay people or the gay community have sometimes a more open relation to their sexuality. And the concept of cruising is very vital in that film.
I was wondering, going back to your two characters, the first story felt, at least felt, simpler to develop, but the second one really opens up to a lot of interpretations. So how did you develop that? The gender, let's say, the gender investigation part. In my mind, I felt that as a director would be...
It is more complicated because it's no really answer to that. I mean, if you are in marriage and you have sex with another person, you know, the cheating question, the infidelity question will come up very quickly. And, you know, it will develop pretty much as usual. But when you are trying to investigate your gender and trying to find out if there is something in your body or your mind that you wanted to explore, that you might think you could be a different kind of person or more of a person, I think that's an ongoing process maybe for him, and there's no really answer to that. And it was also quite interesting because the actor had to go through the same process, really. He usually knows his character very well. He knows where the character is going, what he's going to think in the end of the movie. But in this case, he didn't really. So he still doesn't really know what his character is about. And I think that's quite interesting, because then you have to be open, you know, you have to process the thing while you are working.
One last thing, what do you think about being in Berlinale to present you?
I think it's great being in the Berlinale. It's, it's an opportunity to show the film for a much wider, broader audience. And, yeah, it hasn't premiered yet, so not many people have seen it, so, yeah. It's both great and very scary.
And we've been talking to Dag Johan Haugerud, director of Sex, screening at the 74th Berlin International Film Festival in the Panorama section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.